Test 64, Section 3, Question 19. Here we're looking for an assumption in the argument, and so we want to know what's assumed. And it says, the conventional process for tanning leather uses large amounts of calcium oxide, sodium sulfite. So, you know, tanning leather uses lots of these things. Tanning leather using biological catalysts costs about the same as using these conventional chemicals if the cost of waste disposal is left out of the comparison. Okay, so biological catalysts, it's about the same if you don't count waste disposal. However, nearly 20% less waste is produced with biological catalysts, so 20% less with biological, and waste disposal is a substantial part of the overall costs of tanning. Okay, so waste disposal is a substantial part. It is therefore less costly to tan leather if biological catalysts are used, so that's our conclusion. It's less costly if biological catalysts are used. Now, with this one, this is kind of an interesting question because we know that we use less of, that there's less waste is produced with biological catalysts, and that waste disposal is a big part, and that the tanning itself costs about the same using biological and conventional if you take out cost of waste. So really, we just are looking at cost of waste. The problem with this is, and the gap is, it could be that there are costs associated with disposal of biological waste that are higher than the conventional chemicals. We just don't know. We know there's less of it, but we don't know the cost per unit of waste. So that's kind of our assumption. That's the thing that I spotted here. So it says, leather tanning used in the conventional process is not lower quality. Well, we don't really care about the quality of the leather. It's about the costs to tan leather. The biological catalysts that can be used in tanning process are less costly by weight than our calcium oxide and sodium sulfide. We don't have to assume that they are less costly by weight. They could be the same. We just know that overall costs of tanning are about the same without weight coming into play. New technological innovations have recently made the use of biological catalysts much more cost-effective. That would be helpful, but that isn't something we have to assume. We don't have to assume they've gotten better recently. D, disposal of tanning waste produced with biological catalysts does not cost significantly more than disposal of the same amount of waste produced with conventional. Yes, that's what we're looking for, because we know that there's less of it, but we need to assume that it isn't a lot more expensive to dispose of that biological waste. And then E, the labor costs associated with tanning leather using biological catalysts are not any greater than the labor costs. The problem with this is we don't have to assume that because we've already said that the tanning leather costs about the same when you don't take into account waste disposal. So waste disposal is the only place where there could be an overall difference. And so we don't have to assume labor costs aren't more because we've already kind of taken that into account. And so therefore, answer choice D is going to be our correct one.